Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
This is so great. Science finally getting some important stuff done.
What are we looking into that we actually need to look into?
How to trick kids into eating vegetables.
What age group? Because usually at the little age, it's an airplane.
That age, younger kids.
Yeah.
Younger kids, how to get them to eat their vegetables. Here's a little trick. Researchers found that for little kids, they can tell them a story. And if you tell the kids a story about a hero who was saved by eating magical fruits and vegetables that gave them superpowers,
what?
They will be more likely to want fruits and vegetables as a snack. When they tried this in scientific research,
yeah,
the kids were 80% more likely to eat fruits and vegetables for meals and snacks.
Because you could try to reason all along.
Totally.
You'll grow up to be big and strong.
Yeah.
No, but if you use a third party, you basically are using a consultant.
Exactly.
Like a superhero.
No, come on, honey. This broccoli is a little tree. Isn't that fun? No, it's not fun. But if this broccoli helped Broccoli become the greatest warrior of all time.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah.
Away it goes.
Yeah.
Anywhere in there where your parents call Spider-Man and Spider-Man calls the house and talks to young Dancing Eric Hansen.
Your parents were way ahead of their time.
Spider-Man got me to eat green beans.
Dude.
Yeah. It was it's basically the same thing.
This is actually the Hansen principle. I'm going to call these scientists and let them know.
That's already been established. HP, that is the Hansen principle.
This is the Rosemary Hansen.
You involve a superhero. You could have had Luke Skywalker call. I would have believed it.
Absolutely.
At that age, you bet.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you say Bluey's on the phone.
Hello.
Any of that would work. It's a great idea.
And you should definitely eat your veggies.
And again, it's the right thing to do.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I was not asked to help, but I feel the need to just do a quick little PSA.
Yeah.
Because as we've been talking about all morning, it is so, so cold. It's so cold. Yesterday, kids didn't have school. So to pass the time, my daughter went down to play at the neighbor's house and she came back and she was so excited. The neighbors found a stray cat.
Was it strutting?
It was strutting around their yard. And per my daughter, I don't have all of the details. She's like, they can't tell if it's a boy or a girl. I'm like, well, there's some ways you can tell. And it's got a collar.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a name or the tags and stuff. So they can tell like it's somebody's cat.
Yes.
But they don't know whose. So they took it to the vet. There's no chip.
Oh, see, that's the thing. Usually you hope there's that little microchip back there.
Exactly. So we don't know whose cat it is or how to return it to them. And it's so cold. You don't want to just...
Did they surrender it then to animal control or did it go back home to your neighbor's house?
It's back at the neighbor's house.
Your neighbors have a stray cat?
They do.
Just strutting around?
Because she's a sweetie.
That's because she's a domesticated cat.
She's a domesticated cat. The kids are calling her Pumpkin because she's orange. She has a white belly. She's beautiful.
Oh,
and she's just a doll.
Well, the free cat day, huh?
Well, no, if anybody's missing a cat on the northwest side
of Cedar Rapids.
I would assume northwest side of Cedar Rapids.
Orange, is this a tabby? I don't know my cat.
I don't know.
I don't know my cat brands.
I don't know my cat brands either. It's orange on its back and very white on the belly.
All right.
But it had a purple collar. We found your cat. Your cat is okay.
Wow.
It's going to make it through the cold.
But then come claim it.
But yeah,
please.
Call me.
Contact this radio station for more information.
Please. Yes.
Fair enough.
I can get you back your cat.
Are you worried that cat's going to work its way into your house?
Absolutely. There is no way. There's just no way that they're equipped.
Okay.
They already have a cat. So like they've got
they're
the cat supplies.
Habitat. Yeah.
I'm not a cat habitat.
No. And what would Rex do?
Oh, exactly.
Right.
Rex would wreck it.
Rex would wreck that
cat. Yeah.
Oh, a new chew toy, says Rex. Yeah. I'm so excited. Okay, I have to. I am now the official spokesman for the Sphere experience in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
So if you've seen any pictures, it's about two-thirds of a dome coming out of the ground. It's north part of the strip. It's near the Venetian and the Palazzo. That's where we stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought an entire package. So the room was included, dinner was included, and then a show inside the Sphere with the Eagles. They've shown, I think U2 did something for the Grammys last year. The way they have figured out how to use, do you remember when Cedar Rapids had a domed IMAX?
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that, but on a Vegas scale. And so the speakers are all behind the dome. And they said there are more than 100,000 speakers in that facility. Let's start with that. The music was crystal clear. You could hear every word. There was not 1 ounce of feedback. You go to concerts sometimes, like the balance isn't quite right. It's perfect. It starts with what feels like a thunderstorm rolling in to the arena. Every seat must have a speaker in it because my seat was vibrating.
Incredible.
And from my vantage point, so it is floor level tickets, then 100 level on up to 400. If you go to see anything at the Sphere, next up is a Grateful Dead thing and then a Kenny Chesney thing. 200 or 300 are the seats, man, because you have full view of that entire Sphere and it goes all the way over your head and they use every square inch of that thing to tell the story of whatever song they're playing.
So I saw your wife's Instagram Reels and it was just like over, like it goes up so high.
Yeah.
The stage looked minuscule.
The stage is the least important part of the performance.
Yeah. They look like little ants.
Yeah. I mean, you're far away. Imagine going to a show, even at the Paramount, where you're in the very last seat and they're tiny little people, but you don't have the video capability to broadcast them not only on that screen, but within graphics and special effects and imagery and little movies that tell the story of what they're singing. So this is not just a concert. I mean, it is a sensory experience.
Yeah.
The first song out of the gate was Hotel California. And you start in a car on a road and it just captures you. When you walk in, it's just a scene of Los Angeles icons because they're from LA.
Yeah.
And it looks like you were really just looking outside in Los Angeles, even though it's a collage, but it's still, and how they make it work, because you still have like the wall bends.
Yeah.
It's a sphere.
I know. I'm like, how?
It looks three dimensional. They have depth. I don't know how the magic works, but it is any dollar you can save right now to go do that experience. And you don't have to go to a concert. They do daily experiences. They do little movies in there that are made to showcase the technology in this place. I was blown away.
You have had an experience.
To think that I have now seen a show at Red Rocks in the last couple of years, and now the Sphere, like, now my goal is like, I don't care about finding bands before they die.
Yeah.
I want to go to the coolest venues in the world.
You're Mr. Bucket List.
Oh my God. It was amazing. Also, Ben's trick on playing slot machines came in very helpful.
What?
Very, very helpful.
Did we strike it rich?
No. Oh. I made my money back, so I didn't lose anything.
Oh.
But I didn't win anything.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Just in time for tornado season, the out-of-market company that owns Channel 7, KWWO in Waterloo, announcing it's laying off the weather team this spring. Instead, we'll use weather forecasts generated from the Weather Channel. Now, Allen Media owns both. So it owns TV stations across the U.S., and it also happens to own the Weather Channel. And in an effort to save money and cut costs, they're going to consolidate weather into one location. So from Atlanta, we will be getting our Eastern Iowa weather on a regular basis. Come extreme severe weather season, like we need to stay on the air because there's a tornado, they claim they will provide market-by-market severe weather coverage 24 hours a day. How and what that looks like. I mean, you can go live at any time. But when you have stations in Cedar Rapids and Madison and wherever else in the United States, do you have the team to go live 7 times simultaneously? I think that's a fair question.
Yeah.
So that news coming down in the last couple of days.
Dang.
As of this morning, no vote has been scheduled, but conversations are still happening behind the scenes in Des Moines regarding a casino moratorium. House Speaker Pat Grassley says he will, if they're going to make a move on this, he wants to make sure there are enough votes in the Senate and he wants it to go to the governor. He doesn't want to be embarrassed by having it pass the House and then it not go anywhere. There were 71 members who voted for a ban in 2024. It just never got to the Senate at the end of last year's session. So the Abbey Racing and Gaming Commission still has a February 6th vote for the casino license for Cedar Crossing. That's a $275 million project. If the moratorium gets passed and signed by the governor, if law goes into effect before the 6th vote, then Cedar Rapids is out. And the moratorium they were going to pass last year would have run through 2029. So we will just have to keep an eye on what the plans are as it happens to pertain to that particular piece of legislation. Hmm. But it's not dead, but it's also really not moving anywhere either. So we'll see where it goes. What?
I don't know. I just thought of that Monty Python. I'm not dead yet. You soon will be.
Bring out your dead. I'm not dead. You're nearly dead. We'll see what happens. All right, let's talk Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. More than 30 bands, musicians, and rock pioneers will be inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of the 2025 class. Bands include, and you talked to like Shannon's parents, when there was a great local music scene across the different campuses where they went to school. So very possibly could have seen some of these acts. Galaxy, Witch Hazel.
Ooh.
Wicked Liz and the Belly Swirls, I've actually heard of.
Yeah, I have too.
Corey and the Fireflies.
Cool.
And the Sons of Gladys Kravitz.
The Sons of Gladys Kravitz?
Just a handful of That's the band awesome. Names that are going into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Two venues will be inducted, the Depot in Shenandoah, as well as the Olinger Ballroom in Pocahontas. Ceremony is set for Labor Day weekend, Arnold's Park, Iowa, the 2025 class of your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Excellent.
That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Chappellone, new on the scene, but is known to be one of those celebrities who speaks her mind. She went viral at the Video Music Awards on the red carpet. There was an incident with a photographer. Photographers, of course, you know, paparazzi are like yelling things.
They just want you looking right at their lens.
Yeah.
Anything to get you to turn your head.
And they're yelling things that are maybe not the most respectful. And they were yelling some things that got under her skin. And so she yelled back at them, "You shut the bleep up," and demanded that they apologize. So she thinks that she's a warrior, but admits that maybe it would be easier if sometimes she just stuffed her feelings. She said, "Actually, I think I'd be more successful if I was okay just wearing a muzzle. If I were to just override my basic instincts where my heart's going, stop, stop, stop. It's not okay. I would be bigger, a bigger celebrity."
She want that though? Because if you do that, then you're going to get a lot more things you're going to want to yell at.
I know, but right? Sometimes it's hard. And I think that she was probably justified in that.
I totally agree with that.
You can't just yell. But that's what they do, right?
Their job is to get you looking at them.
Exactly. Whether, you know,
I guess the trick is how do you not take it personally.
Yes.
Because they're going to say it to everybody.
Right. You have to keep your cool.
Yeah.
That's something that you're just going to have to practice and learn how to do.
Because if you're known as a hothead, then they're going to want to get you looking as a hothead out at a restaurant or at a coffee shop.
Right. And they have gotten under her skin. Like there was people and fans that were just like tracking down her family.
That was weird.
That was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So just kind of.
I don't want her muzzled.
No. No. Speak your mind.
Please be unmuzzled.
Don't muzzle yourself. Carrie Underwood was performing America the Beautiful yesterday at the inauguration and had to do it a cappella thanks to a technical glitch. Everybody thought she did a pretty good job. The backing track started, but then it stopped, and then everybody had to wait for a second. And then, you know, you don't want it to be weird. So eventually you see her mention to somebody, let me just sing it. And so she encourages everybody to sing with her and then just launched into the song.
Everybody joined in.
Yeah.
What's got to be tough, though, is she rehearsed with the music.
Yeah.
Like, she knows the cues she's listening for. Maybe singing a cappella and staying on key, that's tough.
Absolutely.
Even for the best.
When you know that there's a room, not just a room full of people, the nation is watching
you,
right? It's being televised. This is all live. She, according to some sources, had a mini hissy fit afterward. An unnamed source says she was very dissatisfied with the performance, not just because of the glitch either, because she was just expecting a little bit more of an elevated performance, even a stage. She felt that she wasn't afforded the same level of respect or admiration that previous performers like Beyoncé and Lady Gaga, who have performed America the Beautiful in the past, received. Beyoncé sang the anthem at Obama's second inauguration in 2013. Lady Gaga just did President Biden's in 2021. She was a little bit annoyed that she just had the floor. She didn't have a platform, anything. And the event was, of course, moved last minute
inside. It was
inside
indoors, not in the rotunda or wherever they typically do it, yeah.
Because of the cold. And then that, on top of everything else, just kind of added to the whole dissatisfaction for Carrie.
Because of politics these days, also there's a percentage of her fan base who are mad at her for doing it.
Yeah, and then there's
now
that
you're
pressure.
There. So you've got all of these pressures from all of these areas.
Yeah, just it makes everything a little bit more intense.
Yes, so I can understand where that edge came from.
However, Carrie, it could have been a whole heck of a lot worse. You could have what people are describing as an epic disaster. Billy Ray Cyrus played the Liberty Ball, and it did not go well. He performed Achy Breaky Heart and he and Lil Nas X's song Old Town Road, but there was some real issues. He couldn't hear his guitar while he was playing. He was pretty sure it was not still on. And people were noticing that Billy Ray Cyrus's voice was extra, extra gruff.
So he said he has time to kill.
Yeah.
Was he a filler? Did he not know he was playing and like, oh, Billy Ray's here, put him on.
Put him up there. No,
where's the band?
He was a scheduled performer.
Is that just his mic track we're getting? I have so many questions.
I know. Like, his guitar was just off. They had grip or whatever come up there. A stagehand try to fix the guitar before he continued the performance. He said on stage, when you have technical difficulties, you just keep going. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just stop and fix the technical difficulties because it sounded awful.
That did not sound good at all.
It did not go well.
Was he like, after midnight, was he the last performer?
And so that like the lights just go real down
low.
And
like, he's still here. Let's let him play.
Everybody's had enough drinks at that point.
Yes.
It's like, it's fine. It's whatever. Whatever.
We're good.
It's after.
Just put Billy Ray out there.
It's fine.
Hey, those four guys won't leave. Let him sing.
He's dressed like Jack Sparrow anyway. It's fine. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
And this one is literal, friends.
Literally stupid?
No, literally a hit. because headlights are so annoying, right? They're getting brighter, and some of them are just like, I don't know, the bulbs are getting so intense.
They're using some sort of magical science that makes them brighter and brillianter and bluer.
And even though they don't have their high beams on,
it still pierces your irises.
Yes.
Yes.
And I get being annoyed by that, but a 62-year-old man from Kentucky named Frank Falcone, he took it to that next level.
Yes.
Becoming a stupid criminal. He was driving through California last weekend, and a driver was going the other way.
Yeah.
And they had their brights on. And instead of, you know, flashing them to let them know, hey, you've got your brights on.
That's my go-to move, right?
Yeah.
Be a friendly driver on the road.
Frank got aggressive. Frank decided to ram into that vehicle.
As they were coming at each other?
Well, I think he turned, and then he rammed into
them. He flipped a Frankie and then went.
He flipped a Frankie, rammed into them 3 times.
No.
Yeah, then he fled the scene, but the police found him, eventually pulled him over. He told the cops that he was upset because the brightness of the lights and potential radiation.
Oh, wow. So it is a stupid criminal.
He's very, very stupid.
That car had nuclear headlights?
Nuclear headlights. The driver of the other car is going to be okay, thankfully.
Was it Marty McFly?
Yeah, you don't know, Frank.
I couldn't.
You don't know.
Frank might be right. Did we stop to consider Frank might be right?
Wait, Frank was on to something?
Was there a man with really white hair and a lab coat?
Wait, who was driving the other car?
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Was there a passenger named Doc?
Did it look like he'd fallen off of a ship?
Time out. Was it a DeLorean?
That's first question. Always a first question.
There's more to this story.
I don't justify this, but I have more questions.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Volunteer Avengers.
That's how I feel. I
got it, yeah.
Going into this, I feel like we don't know if The Linmar girls JV and varsity basketball game is going to happen tonight. But should it happen, we are ready to spring into action and to volunteer at the concession stand.
Well, Captain Linmar, Jen Jachant, is on the phone with us. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Jen, when you're not saving concession stands, I understand you're a teacher in the Linmar School District. Is that right? Oh, no, I just gave away her secret identity.
That's her identity.
That's her secret identity.
People know her identity.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jen.
Sorry, Jen.
I might have just got voted out of the Volunteer Avengers.
We can get rid of him.
Jen, this has been this has been on our vision board for a while, volunteering, and we're just so fortunate that we made connection with you guys back in September. We're all set for tonight. We're going to plan like it's going to happen,
yeah.
But the official word at 7:41 is we do not know if there's Linmar girls basketball. Is that an accurate school-approved statement?
Yes, that is accurate. Okay. I have not heard one way or the other.
Well, Jen, do you have experience working in the concession stand?
I do, yes.
What is it like to be in the trenches of the concession stand?
We just don't want to be in the way. How is it?
Right. You're just going to be so helpful.
Well, how so? Tell us how to be helpful in a concession stand.
Okay. So depending on which job you do, if you're counting money, making change, grabbing snacks, just being an extra hand to, get the things back from the concession stand area to the window. So pretty simple.
So it depends on our assignment.
Okay. Is there any, like, carnival barking? Like, I feel that we would be good at that. Like, do we need to yell at people to come eat the food?
I just want to clarify what Claire's asking. So, like, the people at the fair who want me to come play the game?
You
want to do that?
I would like to do that.
Okay. Is that allowed, Jen?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Anything to make a little more money at the concession.
Okay.
Yeah. Like hot dogs?
Do you want to side guess people's height and weight? Claire?
I think that would not go well.
Claire is thinking, Jen, because of the extreme cold temperatures, I know we're inside, right? We're at Linmar High School. But do you think will weather impact what people are ordering?
I don't think that will be a factor.
Okay.
I was just thinking, my thought is that it might, since it's so cold, maybe we'll need to stock up on more of the hot foods.
Walking tacos, hot dogs, pizza, things like that?
Yeah, walking tacos. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Pizza will go fast for sure.
Pizza will go fast. What if I put candy bars in my pants pockets to warn? What?
Yeah.
Guys, this is an idea. This is, you know what? Jen is a teacher, and I believe in the classroom there's no such thing as a bad idea. So I don't know what Jen teaches, but if it's science, wouldn't you agree that my body temperature would warm up like a Three Musketeers, and then I'd be like, hot Snickers? Who wants a hot Snicker?
Yes.
I don't
that might work, and you might have some messy pants. But.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. Liquid M&Ms.
Ew.
All right. You know what?
Ew.
I'm just going to set that idea on the if it gets bad and slow.
Yeah. You know what? We can table that for now.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it. And then we'll see if we think that's a good idea maybe later.
And the last thing I've come to understand, Jen, because back in the old days when I used to work, my concession stand in high school, that was back with fountain pop.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always like either the syrupy thing would run out or like the carbonation.
CO2 thing.
But we're selling everything out of bottles these days. Is that right?
Yes, everything out of bottles. So you don't have to worry about that.
That's
no lids, no straws.
Okay.
Yep.
No lids, no straws. Oh, I didn't even think of straws.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Okay, because I could put those in my pocket too. listen, guys. I can have candy bar pockets.
I need you to not put things in your pants tonight.
I can put walking tacos.
We gotta take. Okay, I'm gonna sew your pockets shut. I'm very sorry, Jen. He is not allowed to put things in his pants pocket.
Jen, you can hear how eager we are to be your Avenger volunteers. Now we just wait, and like the school system will make the call on the game. Is that right?
Yes, and okay. I'll definitely let you guys know either way.
Yes.
Just make sure you dress appropriately for inside the concession stand because it gets warm in there.
It does get warm, short sleeves.
Appropriately.
Okay, good to know.
And pants without pockets.
Yes, it'll be cold outside, but it's going to be hot in that concession stand as we get ready to cheer on the Linmar Lions. Weather pending. Coming up tonight, girls varsity and JV basketball. Weather pending. We'll find out if it all happens. Jen, thanks for joining
Thank
the Morning
you,
Scramble. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
I believe the phrase is act like everything's normal.
Right.
And actually, that's what we're going to do. While there is no school in so many schools today because of the cold weather this morning, many schools, and this sounds like a different policy from when I went to school.
Yeah.
But I also don't remember as many cold weather cancellations as I do snow.
Right.
Like, if you can't travel, you can't have a basketball game.
Right.
But if it's actually going to be tolerable, and as the day goes on, you can prep for an activity tonight, we are acting as if there's going to be Linmar girls basketball. We just don't know.
Well, I think we should assume that it will happen in case that it does, instead of assuming it's not going to happen.
We can't get a call at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and says, you need to come in.
Yeah.
Because we'd like, I was just taking my shirt off on my couch. That'd be what I would say.
Exactly.
But
and that's not how it works for Volunteer Avengers.
As you said, as we are Volunteer Avengers, because the Avengers are always ready in the event that some sort of alien has come and attacked the planet. Or a man stole all the vibranium from Wakanda and is creating a super robot.
Yeah.
We are prepared like that.
That's exactly how we are prepared.
But the other way the Avengers, Volunteer Avengers are prepared is knowing their outfit.
Yeah.
We have to put our superhero costumes together.
I'm so glad you brought this up because I have been racking my brain thinking about my style choices for the evening.
Well, we just talked to the Nick Fury of our crew. Her name is Jen DeChant.
She's wearing an eye patch.
I'm asking her, you have to have you have two options. A cat can claw your eye out, which is how it happened. Or you have to just wear an eye patch and pretend to be Nick Fury. Either one, though, we are ready to take orders. But the last thing she said before, I think she wanted to get off the phone because I was scaring her.
Yeah.
Was dress. It's going to be warm in there.
Yeah.
A lot of bodies.
Yeah.
So, and I just said to you 10 seconds ago, what if I wore shorts? And you just gave me, was it because superheroes don't wear shorts?
It doesn't seem like a real superhero thing. I'm trying to think of superheroes that wear shorts. Like, all I can think of is Patrick from SpongeBob.
Well, he's a superhero to some people.
Is he, though?
Let's say I'm a California surfer by day, and then I take care of beach crime at night. I would wear shorts, would I not?
Seems a little bit more laid back than I want you to be as a Volunteer Avenger.
If I had just surfer hair, it would be great. I'd just be, what?
Surfer beard.
I do have surfer beard. But I wear like Bermuda, I wear long shorts.
As long as they're long. I would prefer long shorts over short shorts.
I think you're
afraid
I'm going to wear like volleyball shorts. That's what your brain is going to, isn't it? Because I want to shove candy bars in my pockets.
Yeah.
Because I want hot candy bars.
Real problems if you wear shorts.
I will dress like I'm working a farmer's market.
Okay.
What? Shorts and a t-shirt.
Shorts and a t-shirt.
It's going to be hot in there.
You think it's going to be that hot, though?
I get hot easily, though.
Hmm.
Yeah. I remember many a basketball game in high school. The gym just gets warm.
Are you at all worried? Like, when I have worked in food situations, they make you maybe wear a hairnet. Are you worried about beard nets?
I didn't even consider that till you actually just brought it up right now.
Hmm. Will you bring your own beard net?
I don't have one anymore. I used to.
No.
It's been a minute since I've had to actually bring out the beard net.
Maybe you should just bring a little hair tie.
If I'm prepping food, I'm going to have to beard net.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
No, but if I'm working the front lines, if I'm working prepackaged, concealed stuff, I don't have to beard net,
That's true. If you be the money man.
I feel like if I wear a beard net, that's one of my superpowers is my beard. Like, why would I cover that up? Why would I hide that? What?
Why would I hide it?
I want the opposite. Yeah. I want a fan blowing under me at all time so the beard flows. That's exactly what I
want
to do.
I want it to be fluffed and
out. Actually, I'm going to put in a lot of conditioner. And then can I borrow what's that thing you use in your hair now? Crimper?
Can
I borrow your crimper?
You want to crimp your beard?
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to crimp my beard. And maybe my superhero volunteer name would be the crimper.
Oh, man. Now I want to crimp your beard, too.
Is that possible? That's probably a bad idea.
No.
Will I burn it?
I think I really want to try to crimp your beard now.
I don't want to do it tonight.
Okay, that's not for here.
This just got put on the later idea board.
Okay, I'm putting on my vision board.
Crimping my beard?
Crimp Eric's beard. Yeah, no, I want to do that. I want to do that real bad.
Do we have to wear Linmar school colors tonight? Because I don't have a lot of red.
I think we should. It would be a nice touch. But they also accent with black, which is very slimming.
I do. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, wait. I have a black Z t-shirt.
There you go.
Do you? Do you want to wear that?
I have red.
A red Z t-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we will look great.
Are you still saying no to my shorts idea?
I would prefer you didn't.
Okay.
Because I can't determine the length, I'm going to say no shorts.
You think I'm going to bring out some shorty shorts?
I don't know what's going to happen with the length of your shorts. So because I cannot determine the length of shorts,
I got
I'm
a pair of swimming
no
trunks that works. They got a pocket.
No swim trunks. No.
Be nice and breezy. Less friction.
No.
I can move faster.
Don't say friction. I don't like where this is going.
I can't wait to work this concession
stand. Dress like a normal man.
Concession stand. That takes all the fun out of it. Tonight, if it happens.
How will people know if it's me unless I wear swim trunks?
We may or may not be at Lit Bar. We'll find out tonight and tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.